Hello, everyone. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro, along with Harold Ford Jr., Dana Perino, Jesse Waters, and Tyrus. It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is The 5. Calls for Columbia University's president, Manoush Shafiq, to resign are growing louder and louder after she surrendered her campus to pro-terrorist agitators, making life utter hell for Jewish students, giving the protesters another 48 hours to dismantle their anti-Israel tent city. Jewish Columbia students have been fearing for their safety as they've endured slogans like, "I am Hamas," and it's only getting worse. So far, 8,000 pro-Hamas protests have popped up in more than 850 cities in the U.S. Universities in Texas and California becoming the latest hotbeds of radicalism, with dozens arrested. But America's coward-in-chief could condemn all of this. But today, Joe Biden was in front of a microphone and a podium at two separate events, yet he walked away when pressed on it.
Mr. President, do you have a message for the protesters on campus?
Contrast that with House Speaker Mike Johnson. He showed some real chutzpah going into the Lion's Den of Columbia to speak with Jewish students.
As Columbia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over, the virus of anti-Semitism is spread across other campuses. I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos. Enjoy your free speech.
But the radical protesters aren't just on campus. Both Alec Baldwin and New York City Mayor Eric Adams have been harassed while out in public by lunatics shouting pro-Palestinian slogans.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? Israel, Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Are you Eric Adams? Yeah, you. You support the genocide in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. You're always partying. You don't actually care about the citizens of New York.
All right, Jesse, I'll start with you. You've got the radical left-wing protesters say they want another 48 hours on campus. You repeatedly hear Jewish students say they don't feel safe. And Columbia has moved hybrid for the rest of the school year. I mean, it sounds to me like the left is in charge.
What's chutzpah again, Jeanine?
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. It's Yiddish, right?
I'm not, but I like it.
So these presidents were on Capitol Hill just last month saying, if you say kill the Jews, that's against our harassment policy. The Harvard lady was fired because she couldn't say it. And now these people are just outright shattering the policy, and they're not enforcing the policy. They're negotiating with them. I remember there was a president, Dana, see if you can remember. He said, you're either with us, you're against us. Okay, you do not negotiate with terrorists. And they are now negotiating with terrorists, because what they're having a hard time figuring out is this oppression hierarchy. Are the Jews more oppressed than the Muslims? And when you live in a world where you see everybody is oppressed or oppressed, is this, does an inside straight beat two pair? They can't figure out who to side with. And we had a psychiatrist on last night to explain why most of the people are female that are leading this protest. And she said, because females, and I think I can speak for the women at the table.
You cannot.
Are generally nurturing people. And when their professors are giving them better grades for their social activism, they're trying to appeal to their teachers. And they've been told they're oppressed as women. And they identify with the Palestinians. And they're trying to hug them and nurture them.
Okay.
This is not what I said, Judge. This is what my guest said, who's a clinical psychologist.
Thanks for repeating it.
Okay. And she also said, because they're single, they're not nurturing their boyfriends. Their boyfriends have been described as toxic. So they're trying to nurture other people. And I saw this happen in 2020. Remember when there were these Black Lives Matter riots?
Vaguely.
And what everybody did was let them fester. And so they've seen what they can get away with. And now you see it spreading to the West Coast, see it spreading to Texas. And they're going to do this because they know they're not going to be held accountable.
Okay.
And now I know there's been a lot of talk about me being awarded a honorary doctorate by Columbia because I'm such a man of letters. And I just want to say preemptively, I will not accept this honorary doctorate as a matter of principle. So let's just put that to bed right now. Thank you, Tyrus.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go to Dana now. And I suspect that Dana will agree with me that you do not speak for the women at this table. But the important question that I want to ask Dana is this. Look, you have Joe Biden, who gives a talk, who comments on the bill that was signed, the one on banning TikTok and the money, the omnibus bill with the money that was going to Ukraine, et cetera. But at the beginning of the speech, he says, and I'll answer questions. And at the end of the speech, he walks away, answers no questions. And yet Mike Johnson is out there saying, this is wrong. This is America. Thank God you have free speech.
It really is remarkable that, I mean, apparently the president can't answer questions unless he's out with Marine One worrying in the background and reporters shouting questions at him. Axios reported this week that he's the only president in living memory to not grant a single interview to one of the major newspapers in the Oval Office. And apparently he's not going to. And that makes me think, even though I think he should debate, and I have believed that there will be a debate, I think that maybe they think that he can't do it. That's my only explanation. But here's this one, which is now for 3 days, they've had an opportunity for him to say something on camera directly to the Jewish students and parents and to the rest of us who are concerned about them, mm-hmm. about this growing outrage. And he decides to say nothing. Don't just take it from us. Politico's headline today. The Biden team's blasé about it. And the campaign says, we don't think it'll hurt us in the campaign. Like, well, what is your principle? Mm-hmm. You are the leader of the free world. You exactly. are supposed to be the one who helps us never forget. And yet here you have students who are hiding. And I do take issue with the clinical psychologist because I believe that women can be hateful hate mongers just as much as men can. And that's what I see.
I definitely agree with that. We're in agreement.
Here, here.
And they're not taking their rage out at the embassies. They're taking their rage out on Jewish students and the universities who have them there. I do also think one other thing I just want to mention. I support the idea that if you are arrested, even if you don't get a summon or you don't get prosecuted, right. if you're on a student visa, you're out. And if you're not on a student visa, your name is crossed off any loan forgiveness for the rest of your life. Right. My last point is this. NYPD is reporting a lot of the ages of the people who are being arrested. They're 25, 27, 28, 29 years old. These are not your typical undergrad. So who are these people? They should be arrested and prosecuted.
You know, Tyrus, one of the things that I think is very disconcerting to so many people is Free Palestine, Long Live the Intifada, which is, you know, the Palestinians uprising and killing the Jews from the river to the sea. I mean, are these students so shallow that they didn't know that Gaza is its own entity, that they elected Hamas to rule them?
A lot of things that make me upset, the slogans, but even we're doing it. Pro-Hamas terror. Take the pro. Where's the guts? Hamas terrorists are at the school. Why do we keep calling them pro? Why? They're not pro. I am Hamas. If I said I am a Black Panther, and me and Harold are Black Panthers, Jesse 1%, you're in. We're Black Panthers. We would be treated differently at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I decided overnight to identify as a Nazi and I came into this and I am representing Nazis today on the five, how many commercial breaks would I make, Jesse?
Zero.
Zero. I'd be out. Gone. So, again, we got to stop with the pro. They want to be it. They're not going to change. These aren't young kids. These are pamphlet protesters who, for some reason, they have circled. And here's the deal. The way this stuff works. Black America needs to pay attention because it usually runs downhill. Yep. They'll start with one group and then they'll start with us. Mm. And when is it going to be long? Now, in this last couple years, after women have been under attack, being a man's man is being under attack. And now basically Jews, everything that's wrong with them, when the original art, it doesn't matter whether you're pro Israel or not. If you're a father, a husband, a son, a wife, a mother, and seeing what happened on October 7th, there should be no question to support them. Absolutely no question. But when they say pro, start calling them what they are. Mm. That's what they want to be. Yeah. But let them experience it. And let's start getting a list of actual charges pressed. And, hey, real quick, the president, he did walk away good. He went in the right direction when he left because, as we know, he's very sharp.
Yeah, clearly. You know what? The whole idea of the core curriculum in these Ivy League universities, Harold, has changed. And I think it's almost, I think that this is one of the things that may lead to a rejection of the Ivy League colleges and more kids applying to Clemson and some of the other universities. You know, that these elite universities, they've lost credibility, as will their graduates going forward.
Well, I don't know. But first, it's good to be back around the table. I'm not convinced that how long-term this will be, but you could very well be right. I'm going to say what I've said for the last several days and align with everything around the table. There's no place for threats, violence, or identifying as a terrorist. Every president should have every right to err on the side of their code of conduct. If their code of conduct is ambiguous in any way, err on the side of protecting your students, be they Jewish students, be they not Jewish students, be they black students. I don't care what. Your job is to protect your students. Two, I'm glad the president signed the bill today. It provides aid to Ukraine. It provides aid to our friends in Israel and provides aid to our Asian allies as they try to counter China. And there was a bipartisan coalition to pass it, and the president deserves credit. Speaker Johnson deserves credit. I'm not sure if I was Speaker Johnson, I would have gone to Columbia's campus today. I would have said it from the House floor, but he had every right, along with his colleagues, to do that. What I hope happens now is what you're saying around the table. It is hypocritical for Republicans who get really partisan about this issue to try to make this about Democrats when almost a third of Republicans did not support the bill to provide aid to Israel. Equally so, it's hypocritical of Democrats and President Biden to say things about Black Lives Matter, to say things when George Floyd happened, but not to say something and respond when you're walking off after giving a press conference there. If we don't have the courage as politicians, and I'm a former politician, a recovering politician, and frankly, would love to go back. All I'm saying is I love the business of politics and public service. If we don't have the decency to say that threats and violence have no place, that you can say you are for the Palestinian people and for a two-state solution, but be totally against those who are aligning themselves with Hamas or who are threatening Jewish students or who are engaging in violent acts against Jewish people in this country or around the world, then what are you? So I would say the White House and to the president, maybe the president didn't hear the question. I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Let me finish my point.
I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, including people around the table. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but it would be very difficult going forward if there's not a statement from the White House on this issue condemning the violence, condemning the threats, and condemning any student who says, or for that matter, any professor who's teaching, as you said so well, Tyrus, it's Hamas. Yep. You can't say you're a Black Panther or you're an ISIS and not be arrested. This is wrong, and they should be speaking about it.
Okay, I want to make one thing clear. Joe Biden, before he went out and spoke about that bill giving the money away and about the ByteDance divesting itself from TikTok, said, quote, "I will take questions on this later," and he never did. Where the audio was clear, there was no Marine One in the background, everybody was teed up. He said he would take questions, and he didn't.
I'm saying
because you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm telling you what the facts are.
I give you the benefit of the doubt.
No, you're not giving me the benefit of the doubt. The president said it.
I agree with you. He should.
The longer they don't say it, those are the facts.
The longer they don't say it, the less credibility they will have.
Up next, the liberal media definitely needs some therapy. The sickos want to see President Trump locked up.
So what's the code?
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Donald Trump could become the first president in history to go to jail, and the media is cheering it on. At any moment, we could hear from the judge on whether he thinks the former president violated his gag order in his hush money criminal trial. Prosecutors want to slap Trump with a $1,000 fine for each of the 10 alleged violations, and they want all offending posts removed. What they are not asking for is jail time. The press, on the other hand, is outright demanding it.
The fine is not going to deter, but incarceration will. If I were the trial judge, yes, I would impose jail time.
Really? If Donald Trump continues to attack jurors and or witnesses or even court personnel, then the judge will really have no choice but to incarcerate him. That could be for an afternoon or overnight.
I would give him 2 weeks of home confinement with an ankle bracelet. If he's a good boy in those 2 weeks and he doesn't violate the gag order, we can take off the ankle bracelet.
And we could have gone on. Though it's unlikely Trump will be thrown in the slammer, his Secret Service has reportedly had preliminary discussions on what to do if he were. It's unbelievable, Judge. What do you think the Mershon is waiting for in this gag order issue? What's going on?
I don't know what's taking him so long, but the prosecutors had asked for a meeting with the federal, state, and city officials regarding what would happen if Trump were to be sent to jail. And then all of a sudden the prosecutors come out and they say, you know, we're not looking for jail time against the president for the gag order. And these people are idiots. I mean, they don't understand the criminal justice system. They are fools. Okay. Number one, the guy's 77 years old. Number two, it's a Class E felony. The most you can get is 4 years. And number three, the guy doesn't have a criminal record. The last thing you would do is sentence this man to jail. Okay. But having said all that, I looked at the order where Donald Trump is gagged. And the order says three things: that Donald Trump cannot make or direct others to make public statements. He cannot make or direct others to make public statements about counsel. And he cannot make or direct others to make public statements about a prospective juror. Okay. Now, I also looked up every one of the tweets that the president on Truth Social has supposedly sent that violate, allegedly, the gag order. There is no violation because he did not make or direct. All he did was repost things that Andy McCarthy said, that Jonathan Turley said, that the editorial board said, that Michael Avenatti said, that Jesse Waters said.
Who's that?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, there is no violation of the gag order. Period. End of the story.
What do you think, Harold? Are you giving them the judge the benefit of the doubt?
Well, I give the President Trump the benefit of the doubt in this regard. I know people don't like that, but that's just the kind of guy I am. I think a couple things. If the president, as a defendant, he's still an American who we all, if he gets a precedent that is set, then we all are able to follow it. He's special, but he's not super American because of that, too. I would only send him to jail, and I would lay it out clearly to him. If you attack a juror, identify a juror, or endanger a juror, or you do the same to court personnel, I would release this to the public. You will be jailed, period. The other stuff will be $1,000 fines. I can take a little criticism myself. I think that Michael Cohen, who has been, I don't understand why President Trump can't say things about Michael Cohen, because Michael Cohen has said things about him as a witness who's coming before the courts. So I think that is fair game.
Yep.
But if you're going to say anything about a juror, if I were that judge, if you say anything about court personnel or their families, you endanger them, Mr. President, I don't care what your name is, what job you served in before, you're an American. You will go to jail. Other than that, I'd fine him and we get on with the trial.
Jesse Waters.
I mean, Teflon Don's a slippery little sucker, and he survived bankruptcy, Access Hollywood, the Russia hoax, impeachment, January 6th, he was left for dead. And the man's got 9 lives, and the Democrats know he's such a threat because he beat Hillary, and the only reason he lost to Biden was because of COVID and the CIA and the FBI.
And because he didn't get as many votes.
So they see him as a threat because he can play on their turf in the Rust Belt, and he can play in their base with blacks, Hispanics, young people. And so they've decided to stop politicking, and they just want to incarcerate the guy. And they caught him. They trapped him in a cage. We call it a courtroom, but it's a cage. And he's like King Kong. And they're sending Maddow down there, and she's looking at him like an animal. She's like, oh, man, his hair is really orange. Look at his eyes. Look at his lips. He's angry. He's mad. He's upset. Watching him. They're not providing any sort of legal analysis. Joy Reid went down there. He's like, well, he's bigger than I thought he was. I mean, they're acting like it's like a zoo creature. And what happens with King Kong? You remember? boom, it's not going to be good. So he's going to bust out of this cage eventually. They're not going to be able to keep him down.
They kill King Kong.
He took a white woman on top of a building, and it was frowned upon in the 40s.
I don't think I saw the end of that movie.
It was a bad day for King Kong's everywhere.
Well, I think King Kong 2 is a little bit different.
Jesse and the Body Cam.
Yeah, 1% is not going to save you, Briz.
What did you think about that media montage?
Jesse with King Kong is just completely blown my mind. I think they're, to quote Star Wars, I think the problem is they want to put him in jail. Desperately, the judge wants to put him in jail. It's just they're a little, these progressives are a little cleverer than I thought. On this one, they're awake, not woke, because is the risk worth the reward with President Trump? You lock him up, he's a martyr. And you inspire, you will get voters that will be like, you know what, I'm staying home as a Republican. You're going to rally the base. You're going to rally the independents. You're going to rally the libertarians who are like, this man's being put in jail for what is thin to nothing. We've seen to where people have said horrible things about our Supreme Court justices outside their house, and we're still waiting for them to be arrested. So this administration has been very lax. So now you're seeing them, they're going to lock him up. You are just doing his campaigning for him. That's why they're struggling. You want to fine him $1,000? The dude just dropped two Halliburtons of almost $1 billion in the thing. Like, you think that's going to hurt him? It's not. They're stuck right now. They made a big move. We'll lock him up. They expected to scare him. And then old Don was like, do what you got to do.
Should they put him in jail for attacking a juror?
Yes, but they didn't.
Wait until he did that. Where did he attack the juror?
He didn't. No. He's asking me a question hypothetical.
Judge, I'm saying this would be what I would lay out if I were the judge.
But the judge laid it out.
But the judge already played it out.
You know whose fault that is? The judge. The judge should not have allowed any information out. But under this gag order, Trump did not violate it.
Judge, you asked me a question. I was just trying to
answer it.
Are you sure King Kong died at the end?
Yes, he got the white woman, and they were fine. But once he got to the top of the building,
I thought he was up there on the top of the building.
He was up, and they shot him down. It was 1946. We've come a long way from that.
All right. You know, my wife is.
Up next, is Kim Kardashian getting on the Trump train again? Are we going to do this? Well, the reality star offering some kind words for the former president.
This is everything.
In 2024, we're going to make Donald Trump a loser again. He just injected a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair. I shouldn't have said that. Think about the guys you grew up with. You'd like to get into the corner and just give them a straight lift. I'm not suggesting we hit the president. Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Tough guy Joe Biden's talking a big game about beating Donald Trump, both at the ballot box and with a left hook. As usual, it was all bark and no bite. Biden pulled a Ron Burgundy by reading the instruction pause on the teleprompter. And he's confused on who the real loser is. A new batch of polls in key swing states shows Biden trailing former President Trump in 6 out of 7 of them. Some Democratic strategists think Joe Biden's faltering because he's lost his superpower of empathy. Speaking of empathy, Kim Kardashian thinks Trump has it in spades.
How are you and Donald Trump right now? I think on the outs, right? No good?
Listen, I don't think he likes me very much.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. You know, I think he did amazing stuff with prison reform and let a lot of people out and signed an amazing bill, the First Step Act, and so that's what I'll focus on.
Discussion. Judge Jeanine, this is a new form we're seeing from Joe Biden. He's trying to trigger the former president, trying to hit him with a left. Do you think that's going to pan out?
I tell you, what's going to deliver the final punch to Joe Biden is the economy. We've got 17 million households in this country who are struggling to afford food. And when people can't afford food, they get really angry. And part of the reason that they can't afford food is because Joe Biden has put so much money into the economy, and Joe has to stop spending money and stop giving it away. But he doesn't care. He thinks he's buying everybody and buying vote. He keeps telling us that inflation is up only 3 or 4%, when the truth is, he, because of Joe Biden, we don't include food or gas in inflation. And right now, groceries are up 30%, rents are higher, interests are higher, homelessness is increasing, and credit cards are charged to the max for the first time in American history. This is the highest ever. It's a record high, and people are taking money out of their 401ks. So while illegals get money and the veterans don't, and we pay for pensions for employees in the UK or in Ukraine, and while 17 million Americans are hungry, Joe makes sure that 10 million, 11 million illegals get their food. People are going to be angry, not so much about Kim, and maybe it's because of Taylor going for Biden. Who knows what it is? But the truth is, he's going to lose on this.
Your plastic's not maxed out yet, right?
No.
Good. Well,
she's got those black
No
cards.
Limit, right?
No limit.
Oh, no limit. Okay.
No limit soldier over there.
We were always hearing about this big post-State of the Union Joe Biden bounce. Looks like it's dead now, according to Bloomberg.
Well, and also for Biden, like, so he can articulate all the polls where he's up, but he can't articulate a message to Jewish students at America's campuses. I mean, that's where I draw the line at giving him the benefit of the doubt. There's also this whole idea of the empathy superpower. I think it's a myth.
I do, too.
Because I think that ended at the withdrawal of Afghanistan, perhaps. I mean, that might have been the point, because his poll numbers have never really recovered since then. Also, East Palestine. Remember, he couldn't go there. But if you're going to try to own the good polls, you have to be willing to own the bad polls. And the polls are very difficult for them. That's why you have Democrats concerned. What they tell him he needs to do is be more fiery, and that fiery and yelling shows energy. I'm not sure that's going to work.
Do you think that came across well?
I think it came across fine, Jesse. How'd I do, Dan?
Hey, great.
Exactly.
Thanks.
It.
Thank you.
You're president.
Listen, this whole election is going to come down to facts or feelings. It's the Biden administration is going to run on feelings. When you have his speeches there, he has Roe up on the wall because he knows what stopped the red wave was an emotional feeling response to what was going on with Roe versus Wade. So his whole thing is going to be feelings. So as we get closer, and we know Republicans, much like my sweet Boston Celtics, do not know how to maintain a lead. So we will do something before we're going into that will emotionally fire up his base. And the ones who are going to stay home or maybe think about crossing the line, they'll emotionally be connected because Republicans, we got to get on a feelings tour. We got to take some steps back, split the diff. President Trump is the one president right now that I think of the two that could bring the sides together, crazy idea, by maybe giving the Democrats or the independents something they want. And I know this is going to be, Judge looked at me, that was crazy when I threw this at her. He needs to think about having a different perspective on Roe versus Wade. If you take that away from the Biden campaign, what do they got? Then people will start worrying about economy and the cost of eggs and things like that. But you have to get the emotional side to vote for you. You can't just be facts, in my opinion.
Let's go to the most emotional man at the table.
Absolutely. So we're in the second inning of a ball game here, and the polls do not look good for President Biden. They've not looked good in the first inning, and now we're in the second inning. We're at a time in which the electorate is clearly unhappy and unsettled, unhappy with both candidates, to be candid about it. But it looks as if we're stuck with these candidates here. After what happened to your point, Tyrus, in 2022 and even 2023 in the elections, I think we should all show some pause as we look at these issues. But Dana, I think, nailed it at the outset. Presidential re-elections are about the economy. And you said it too, Judge. It's about the re-elect for a president. You have to have the economy in good shape, solid shape, and looking as if it's growing to be reelected. I think abortion and the reproductive rights issue is powerful. It's more powerful than I thought, frankly, in 2022 and 2023, and I think it sustains itself. But I've always identified three dates: Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, and really about the last week of August, because kids start to go back to school in big parts of the country, not where we live. Jesse, with our kids, but you all went back to school early down in Louisiana and where I'm from in Tennessee. What's the cost of gas at Memorial Day? What's the cost of food and gas at 4th of July? And what's the cost of clothes and electronics and even the things that are not included in that inflation number? And then you get to the home stretch in September and October. If the economy is not in a better position for everyday Americans, you cannot tell someone the numbers say you're doing better than you are. There are a lot of politicians at home who said that. You have to have an economy that is moving in the right direction, costs that are coming down, the things you talked about, Judge, repeatedly on the show, including groceries. If that is not the case, we will be having a very different conversation come mid-August to mid-September.
Really good to have you back around the table.
Yes,
glad
it
to be
is.
Back.
Really
giving
is.
Me the benefit of the doubt now.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Always.
Up next, Joe Biden bans TikTok as we know it.
We all believe in the mission.
TikTok is on the chopping block. President Biden signing into law the bill that forces the social media giant's Chinese-owned parent company ByteDance, I'm trying to read here, to sell or face a ban. They will have roughly 9 months to sell the wildly popular app that has over 170 million users. But TikTok vows they will take the Biden administration to court.
It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere.
Despite Biden signing the bill, his campaign says that they will stay on TikTok. Former President Trump is blasting Biden over the ban, saying, quote, just so everyone knows, especially the young people, crooked Joe Biden is responsible for banning TikTok. Judge, your thoughts on this. Is it a national security threat? Should the Congress have done it? And what do you make of Biden staying on it?
Look, I'm not privy to national security information, especially since
never stopped you before.
I'm actually shocked.
I'm not giving the benefit of the look, there is a problem. There's a First Amendment problem, and that's what he was talking about. They're going to sue on the basis of the First Amendment free speech. Meta gains if ByteDance has to divest itself. But here's the question. Why are they banning TikTok? Okay, they say it's addictive, and they say that the information is being collected by the Chinese government, and that's why they're mandating a sale within the next 9 months. Silencing 170 million people and their right to free speech. I don't know much more about it than that.
So Meta and our social media giants, Dana, they're not allowed in China. So
right.
This is so TikTok. So in some ways, it's reciprocity to the point.
I have good news for everyone.
What's your answer to
the
reaction?
So I have good news for everyone. When the TikTok guy says, rest assured, we're not going anywhere. That's true. Even if the sale goes through, TikTok is allowed to continue.
Right.
You can have all your videos and all your nonsense and all your great information, whatever you get there. This was something that happened to another very popular social media site. I've never been on it. It's called Grindr. Mm. Okay. They did the same thing. It was owned by a Chinese company. They made them sell it. Nobody stopped going on that app because of that. It's the exact same thing. So you have to ask yourself, why does China care so much? Why are they going to the mat like this? Why do they want to fight it so much? Because they want the information. The other thing is, if you look at the difference between the anti-Semitism that is pushed on TikTok versus the videos that you see on Instagram and Reels, it is vastly, vastly different. And that is one of the things that you'll hear from anybody who's up there at Columbia or NYU or at these campuses. A lot of that's coming from there, and it's being any like sort of pro-Israel content is being suppressed. Why would they do that? Again, why would they fight? But just remember, like, you can be rest assured, TikTok's going to exist. They might just not, it'll be seamless to the consumer. You won't even know.
T?
Look, as a parent, this is a joke. This is laughable, okay? You're just passing one bad person over to another. Difference is China's not getting information, but let's not be fooled.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, they're the same thing. You know, even Elon with X, in terms of what they're doing to our children, if they really cared about modern internet, listen, there's this little thing called an algorithm. Those algorithms can tell you how old you are, what you're doing, what you're purchasing. So if there was a pedophile who was sending stuff, they know it. It's easy to find. They know how old your kid is when he gets online and says that he's 18 on Pornhub. He's not. And then he starts getting emails and rabbit holes and this and way to money. They don't care. This is an absolute joke. If you really cared about doing something about social media, TikTok is one stream. We have an ocean of just garbage out there. So if you're really going to do something, you want to start sex trafficking. You want to stop the drugs, the fentanyl stuff. It's all in social media. Yep. They're making these deals online. These predators. Jesse, if you and I made right now an app on any one of the social media saying that we're a 13-year-old girl, we would have 40-year-old men hollering at us within less than 3 minutes.
Holler at me.
You know
what I mean. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
holler at me.
So in the Yiddish word, this is a hassa.
Oh.
Judge, it's a pig that don't fly straight.
Okay.
Prime time?
A little clarification about something that was said in the B block. On behalf of the table, I would like to apologize for everybody else being wrong about King Kong.
It was 1933,
Kong,
not 1946.
Skull Island, 2017, Kong lives. Kong versus Godzilla, Kong lives.
That's
apology
not
accepted.
King Kong movie.
Apology
Those are
accepted.
All movies.
Also, I consider myself a pretty emotionally intelligent person. I thought I knew myself.
Let's take a vote.
No one knows me better than TikTok. I go on just to see what's going on. I start a deep dive. Next thing I know, I'm just showered with videos of cute 30-year-old women in athleisure in a nicely renovated kitchen dancing to hip-hop. And I think to myself,
why?
That's my wife. They know me really well, and that's what's scary.
Mark Warner and Marco Rubio both agreed that we should do this. So I'm supportive of it. No Hollywood blockbusters for you. Jerry Seinfeld is declaring that, quote unquote, the movie business is over.
This program is brought to you by Progressive.
There you go, Jesse. Get him up there. That's how we're doing it. What's the deal with Hollywood? Jerry Seinfeld says the movie business is toast. He said, quote, film doesn't occupy the pinnacle in the social cultural hierarchy that it did for most of our lives. And when a movie came out, if it was good, we all went to see it. We all discussed it. We all quoted the lines and scenes we liked. Okay, he's missing one point. We haven't had good movies.
That's exactly
That's
the
what
point.
It is. We haven't had a Godfather. We haven't had an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with a great one line. So it's not that. It's woke movies have hurt us. But listen, we had some good movies this summer. Barbie did well. My daughters loved it. Oppenheimer, which I can't pronounce, save my life, was good. And Godzilla versus King Kong was phenomenal, Jesse.
Who survived?
Everybody survived because Godzilla's. Now listen, is it quick? We got to go quick round here. Do you believe that movies are dead? Yes or no?
No.
Awesome, Harold.
I think quality writing is alive, but I do agree with the movie because TV and everything else, there's so much good stuff there.
But there
as
are
well.
Movies on TV.
Okay, I gave you the benefit of the doubt. It was a yes or no. Now you my vote.
The
is
movie
wavering.
Business, yes. The movie business, as we know it, is over.
Jesse.
Banana in a tailpipe. You
it's
don't
over,
get those
because you can buy
anymore.
A surround sound home studio
yes,
for not
could.
A lot of money.
No,
and now people
pennies
sit
on
back
the dollar.
So we're talking about
popcorn.
Movies or no. movie theaters?
Judge, you're interrupting. That's a fine. Dana, go.
Like the movies are too long. People watch shorter ones. I think Seinfeld's right.
Yeah, and always read books, right, Dana?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
See?
The judge always better than the movie.
The judge
anyway.
Would like to revise and extend their answer. Would you like to?
Overruled.
No, you said movies or movie theaters.
Judge, overruled.
Yeah, no.
Over. One more thing is up next.
I'm going back someday. Come what may to Dubai.
Life, diabetes.
It's time now for one more thing. Hit it, Harold.
A group of brave Samaritans pulled a man to safety from his burning car in Minnesota. The group had just witnessed a driver's SUV. Look at this. Veer off the road, hit a light pole before catching fire. Multiple people pulled over to help free the trapped man as the guardrail held the driver's door shut. Dash cam video captured the moment they pulled him through a window right before the flames engulfed his car. Look at that.
That's
blessedly,
funny.
Blessedly, the driver avoided serious injuries. Jesse hit it.
You see? No, but you know what?
Not
I'm
that there's anything
something.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, no, there isn't. Go ahead.
Happy
Jesse.
Birthday, Jan. Emma's mom has a big birthday today.
Happy birthday.
There she is with one of our children. I'm not really sure which one that is, but we love her very much. Great mom.
You
great sister.
Take a picture for their birthday.
Great grandmother. I do. Well, there she is. Happy birthday, Jan. You're the best. Tour date update. We're now backing into 9 a.m. in Vero Beach on the 27th because it's going to be a long one.
Where is Vero Beach?
It's north of Palm Beach, and it's a little too north because
I'm staying in Palm Beach and a little annoyed about my logistical
We want the crowd to come out.
Anyway, tonight, Jesse Waters Prime Time, we have Speaker Johnson, John Lovitz, and Adam Carolla, 8 o'clock.
All right, Dana.
Okay, so have you seen this Taylor Swift video? I bet your children have watched. Here we go.
Yep.
All right, so people have been talking about this, but here's this dog doing the same thing. Watch. Is there no music, guys? That's kind of boring. I'm supposed to talk over it. Well, I don't know what the song is.
Sing it.
Anyway.
Hit it, Jesse.
Hit it, Taylor. Okay, that's all I got.
Taylor. Okay. Have you ever wanted to work out with the Mona Lisa or Venus de Milo? Then you are in luck. Stop it. The famous Louvre Museum in Paris is hosting yoga and other
that?
Workout Louvre workout classes as a way. Be quiet. As a way to combine culture with sports ahead of the Summer Olympics. Parisians take part in 4 10-minute classes earlier today as part of a course named Run in the Louvre. The activities included yoga, dance, stair climbing, and running in different rooms, and none of them were climate changers. All right, Tyrus.
Hit it!
Hit it.
Listen, check out Seagull Screeching Contest in Belgium, where a 9-year-old boy from England was the crown winner. Not bad. Mine's better. And speaking of better, you can check out my Tyrus Live Comedy Tour. You can check out my Tyrus Live Comedy Tour in states all over the country.
Where are you going to be on the 27th of September?
I will be where I'm at. I be where I be, and that's all you need to know.
Illinois.
It's cities everywhere.
Illinois. That's fantastic.
Judge, do you have a bird call? You can do a bird call.
No. An owl?
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to The 5 ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.